Pán Boh je vo jeho dvojnice. Amen. One of the greatest joys I have in my priesthood is doing the sacraments, participating in the sacraments of the church. And I love doing this because I get to be with people, and I get to be with people during the most important times of their lives, whether it be a baptism, a wedding, or even a funeral. Weddings, everybody loves weddings. Everyone loves them. They're beautiful, they're emotional. It's a moment where you have two families coming together and forming a new family. A new bond is being created. I enjoy, surprisingly, funerals as well. Not because I get rid of people, but because it's a moment that the Holy Spirit comes upon the family as a comforter. The great comforter, as Christ says, comes and comforts that family. And we also send that person off to their final resting place until Christ's second coming. But I also love baptisms, because you have children. Who doesn't like children? There are people there, I know, that don't. But most of us like children. And we have a moment where a child is born a Christian. We are participating in the birth of a child, a spiritual birth of a child. Now, with all of these sacraments, no matter what sacrament it is, there's always questions. Why do we do this? Why is it like this? Why is this going on? But the question I receive the most is during baptism. Why don't we have a godmother in our church? Why doesn't the Armenian church, or any of the ancient churches, why don't we have the role of godmother? We have godfather, but not godmother. Why is this? Nowadays, because we're in America, we give the title to a woman who's in that family. We say, you're the godmother today. And they can sign it on the baptismal certificate and everyone's happy. But the question again is, why don't we have this traditionally? The reason is the godfather represents our heavenly father. He is representing God himself to take care of that child, to comfort that child, to help the child grow in faith. The godmother, on the other hand, is the entire church. All of us are the godmother. All of us belong to the Holy Church, and the church is the godmother. This is why the church fathers explain this very specifically. The font is the womb from which a child is born. Just as a child is born from his mother's womb into life, likewise, a child through baptism is born from the font and receives new life. There's a story of a teacher, and she's teaching her students about magnets. And she tells them that these magnets, you can hold them like this, and they collect things, metal things they collect, these magnets. So after a week of teaching, she says to the students, I'm going to give you a quiz, a test. And on the test, there's a question, and it says, what six-letter word that starts with M collects things? And all the students wrote mother, because moms always collect things. They're always coming behind their kids and collecting things and cleaning up. They did not do well on that test, unfortunately. But being a mother, we know, is very difficult. Being a mother is not easy. Mothers are always on their feet. They're always in demand. They have to be jacks of all trades. There are very few breaks. They have no days off. Their minds are always going. Unfortunately for the husbands, their minds are always going. And they don't get paid for it. It's all for free. It is a very difficult job. And unfortunately, there are mothers, just like there are fathers, that slip up. They don't do the job they're supposed to do. Sometimes they fail, and it's okay. Even Mary, the mother of God, messed up. In the Gospel of Luke, it says that she lost Jesus, and it took her 3 days to realize he was missing. That's pretty bad. That's not good when you don't know where your child is for 3 days, and then you realize they're missing. But it happens, and she's the mother of God. So it's all right if we mess up and we don't do what we think we're supposed to do at that moment. But the main responsibility of a mother is to create an environment that is peaceful, tranquil, and safe for a child. So that when that child leaves the home, they know they can return back to that home. They know that they can come back and find a home of peace, of comfort, and of safety. Now my question is as follows. As the church, as the mother, the godmother in a baptism, as the Holy Church, we together, collectively, how have we been doing on that? What kind of mother have we been to our children of this community? Have we nurtured our youth? And have we made them a home and a place of security so that when there is an issue in this life, do they know to come to the church for help? Or do they go somewhere else? Do they say, oh, I have this issue, let me go talk to my friends or my therapist or my doctor or somebody else or some guy that I know and I met online? Or do we tell our children and explain to them and they realize, I have this issue, let me come to the church and ask for help. Let me come to the community and see how they can help me. What kind of mother have we been? If we've stumbled, maybe that is why our children don't come to church anymore. Maybe that's why our churches are empty of the youth and they don't come. They only come to the school and then they disappear afterwards. Maybe that's why. And when school's out next week, how many of them are going to come to the church during the summer? Zero, probably. Maybe one or two.
0.5.
I don't want a 0.5 to come. That would be a little strange. But either one or none will come. This is the issue that we have today. The reason why many of them may not come to church is because they don't realize the importance of the church in their life. They may feel that they've come once before and they were disappointed. They were hurt. They've lost hope. Somebody rejected them, and now they don't come anymore. It's up to us, each one of us, to invite these children back to church. It's up to us, as a mother does, to go and collect them and bring them to church, to call them, to invite them, to bring them here. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But the most effective way of doing it is physically going to the person and saying, come to church. We miss you. Don't send a text message. Don't do email. Don't do Snapchat. Don't do any of these things on social media. Don't even call them sometimes. Go to them and say, I miss you. The church misses you. We all miss you and we want you to come back to church. And they'll say, oh, I'm busy, I have things to do. Okay. You go again and again. Don't do it once. Just as a mother tells a child to clean their room, you don't do it once, and then they do it sometimes. And then you say, oh, if they don't do it, oh, it's over. It's their life. What they want to do, they can do. No. A mother constantly reminds them to clean their room until it's done. Sometimes the mother threatens, sometimes the mother explains and encourages, and if they don't, then they bring the father into the job. And you don't want our Heavenly Father telling you to come to church. You want the mother to do it first. And you listen. This is what happens. We go and we pull them by the ear. This is why I tell you I have big ears. My mother pulled them very often when I was younger. But this is what we do. The church wants the youth to be here. But the only way they're going to come is if the mother, the church, invites them. This is what we must do. We must create a place of love, of forgiveness, of acceptance, and of safety for them. Because if we do not, I promise you, and we see it today, they will go out and find other things to fill that void. whether it be drugs, alcohol, gambling, sex, pornography, or many other things that exist in this world, they will fill that void with them, and it only leads to destruction. Whereas the church is here to build and build up and strengthen. So on Mother's Day today, I want each of us to remember that each of us are called to be mothers in this church, to care for our children, to bring them to the church. And we must always remember, as Saint Cyprian of old, one of the great church fathers, Saint Cyprian says, he can no longer have God as his father who does not also have the church as his mother. Amen.